happening in Chicago are predominantly in the they're all in Hispanic and black communities. And that the morons that are elected, they want to come up with these gun reforms to take away weapons from the good people that got them legally to protect their families. But yeah, we want to take away their guns. We want to take away their weapons. They shouldn't have guns. Really? Well, we want to defund the police as well. We have an idiot named Tlaib who essentially wants to shut down everything. Let's just open up the floodgates. Just let anybody come in here. Let them infiltrate. How would these morons react if, in fact, there was an infiltration and the next thing you know, a takeover in our country? Like the movie Red Dawn. What if Red Dawn really were to occur in the United States? What if our country was separated down the middle because the enemy took over half, the other half we had to fight back? What do we do? And in 2021, with the kind of technology there is out there for the war, we have to be very, very careful. The phone number is 702-866-6700, and I'm going to open up the phones right now to my good friend Frank. Frank, what are you doing?
Yeah, Pat, I hope you hold me over. I want to touch on all your comments if possible, and it is with me, if I can remember. The Founding Fathers were incredibly educated men. And, you know, a democracy in a nutshell is you've got 10 Congress people, men and women. You got six men and four women. Men vote, rape is legal, gavel comes down, and four women vote up. That's democracy. That's the law. Women can be raped. That's it in a nutshell. We're a constitutional republic, but going back to the Founding Fathers, they took a lot of compassion from Thomas Paine, Burke, and Locke, and then they tied them all together and created about as perfect a union in the four greatest pages of literature, second only to the Bible, which is thousands of pages. The thing that blew me away, and I want to give you a great quote while he was getting pummeled, General Pulverized. General Washington, but his army stood at this particular fort while the greatest navy in the world at the time was barraging, and the admiral sent a dispatch to him, said, "Lower your colors, and we'll stop this insanity." You know, Washington sent a dispatch back, Pat, and it went like this. And note the precedence. A Christian, the word Christian came before American. A Christian will die standing before living on his knees. And taking a knee was in reference to the king.
That's a great point.
Fathers, Pat, too, the thing that hurt me that I didn't know, and I don't know if you and your listeners know, I know a bunch of your listeners because you got a great audience and fan base. Jefferson and Washington did not speak one word for 20 years.
Frank, hold the thumb. I'm going to keep you through to the break. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll come back. I want to finish up with you. You're listening to Live and Local now. And I just felt this was the week of patriotic. Of all the crap that's going on in the news, I figured I'd just throw this out. And even Bill Maher sees it. We'll be right back after this.
KCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there is a crash. It's blocking the left lane, 215 southbound at Wigwam. Crews are on scene cleaning that one up. Also, look out for that stalled vehicle. Actually, there's two vehicles there, 15 northbound before Cheyenne. You're pretty much bumper to bumper, averaging about 35 miles per hour, Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston. Moderate flows on the Beltway as we speak, 215 westbound at the airport connector. And those lane restrictions, they're all the way from Maine up to Eastern on 515 east and from Eastern into the Spaghetti Bowl on 515 west. Do give yourself some extra time if you're in those areas.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Nevada State Athletic Commission voting to no longer discipline fighters for marijuana.
They regulate some of the most high-profile boxing and MMA fights. And now, if a boxer or fighter end up testing positive for marijuana, they are not going to be punished. They do say that they are going to continue to test for at least the next 6 months, and then we'll make a decision after that if testing is going to continue. The Las Vegas Aces had won 4 in a row and 9 of their last 10, but they lose to the Phoenix Mercury yesterday, 99-90 in overtime. They play Minnesota on Friday. Aviators off yesterday. Tonight they open up a series against Reno. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Macy's Star Money Bonus Days are here, so shop summer styles now and earn rewards faster through July 5th. It's a special time when Star Rewards members earn bonus points and get to their next reward faster. Get $10 in Star Money for every $50 spent with a Macy's card or for every $100 spent with a Bronze membership. Visit Macy's.com/Star Money for exclusions and details. Offer may vary in select stores.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get $10 off signs, banners, or posters when you spend $50 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73 valid in-store and online. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're back. Frank, so here's the deal. The last 2 years of George Washington's life, they didn't speak. They knew each other well for 40 years, and they got along. They had a decent relationship. What I believe happened may have been over the French Revolution, which was the same argument that Jefferson had with Adams. Just so you know. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, but it was interesting because you said that. I'd never heard that before. But Washington and him never spoke.
Yeah, wow, yeah, that blew me away, as a lover of the Founding Fathers. Are we on the air?
We're on the air.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the buzz. The other thing I wanted to bring up, and I know you have some, I'm just going to say Americans with more pigmentation in their skin. But I know because I served under some truly great darker-skinned Americans, and they love that flag, and how many push-ups I had to do, front-leaning refs, face the flag. You disrespected that flag. Going back to Jefferson, something people don't know, he was married. Men are weak. He had, I think, affairs with two of his black slaves and had children, definitely with one, and he loved his sons. And when he became president, he was very close. He saw the slavery problem, and as president, he was going to solve it. He was going to put them all back on the ships and send them back to Africa. He was, take your index finger and thumb and make half an inch. He was that close. And when I think about that, Pat, I'm like, oh my God, do I let my anger at this woke and that these lies they're saying get the best of me? Because let me turn that time machine back and say, do it, Tom. Why you don't want to act in anger? No blues, no rock and roll, no Magic Johnson. No, I love those guys. I love that stuff. I love those guys, those musicians. They are such a big part, you know, to hear. But the other thing, when the likes of Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock they were going to appear and do bits at colleges and tell the wannabe entertainers, you know, then give them hints and they won't go to the universities. And they were going to do it for free. Yeah, they were going to take some tax write-offs on what their appearance fees are and they could validate it. That's our system. But they won't go. You know, it broke my heart to find out that Matt Damon, John Cusack, are flaming Pinko Stinko commies. But they don't
live. No, Cusack is bad.
I'm listening, Pat. I'm sorry.
John Cusack is a bold liberal. Crazy.
Yeah, well, you call them what just as the gay, which used to mean you were a happy-go-lucky fellow, the fag was a left-handed cigarette. Queer is a very strong word. Has nothing to do with homosexuality. You ought to open up the dictionary. And when you're not this COVID, I caught it. I said I feel very queer, and you know people just think it means one thing. I said no, you need to open up that dictionary. This co-opted abduction and rewriting of that again. This was foretold in Animal Farm, 1984, Brave New World, and Behold the Pale Horse. You know, it's. I feel I got a better my in Orange County. My public school education. Well, Cerritos, which was border, which is in between Knott's Berry Farm. It used to be Dairy Valley. I would put my public education when I graduated in '81 up against Ivy League because it is a crime. You know, it's that lie by omission. It's what they're not teaching them. I mean, we are in such a major front war, Pat.
You Marvel Comics, you realize that Captain America now has anti-American sentiment in his new cartoons?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Again, there's somebody down the dial that, oh, but by the way, he was the second or third biggest communist. And he said this. And I'll remind your listeners, FDR. They took it out of the internet. It used to be on the internet. He had 44 card-carrying communists in his administration.
That's true.
He was a communist. No, family, which Teddy, you find out that they're all cousins. Boom! His dad made his money in opium trade from China.
Yeah, but you know, Teddy Roosevelt was the first progressive president we ever had, and he was pissed at his father. The reason he went to San Juan Hill was he was mad at his father for not going into the Civil War. He bought himself out of it. And that pissed off Teddy Roosevelt. Roosevelt, you should be honored to fight for this country. I mean,
I just want to go to say that what FDR said was, you cannot have unions in government. That is extortion. That's what the mafia is. If you ever saw The Sopranos, you know, the Papa Soprano, the actor that died at 51, God rest his soul,
Jim Gandolfini,
whatever his name was.
Jim Gandolfini.
You know his name. In one of the episodes, he says, yeah, that's extortion. That's what I do. That's what my people do. I know what that is. And you cannot have unions in government. And that came straight from FDR. It's on tape. And Pat, I love the fact that you're one of the only guys that give callers. It's probably killing the network, you know, that we're talking about the Founding Fathers and we're not taking a knee to woke and this creative theory. Do anybody hear that word coming up? Okay, I don't go to the window to bet on my sports bets on theory. I don't go to the window to bet on I feel, I think, I believe. I go to the window when I know, Pat. And I'm going to leave you with that wonderful thought because I know you got a ton of good callers. God bless you, buddy. I love you. Take care.
Take care, Frank. My name is Pat Casale. You're listening to Live and Local Now. We'll go to a quick break, and we'll come back. We have callers. The phone number is 866-6700, 702-866-6700. We'll be right back after this.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Some good news and bad news. Bad news is almost half of Americans approaching retirement have nothing saved. The good news is that the new estimate from the U.S. Government Accountability Office is slightly better than a few years earlier. Now, we call it America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta, for a little insight. Coach, do you see things getting better like GAO does?
Well, Steve, I think everyone out there listening needs to have their very own decumulation plan. That's when we reach retirement. We need to make sure we have enough money. And unfortunately, many people haven't saved what they should have or are saving in the wrong place. You know, it's almost just as bad to save in the wrong place as it is not even start saving.
Sure.
We've seen way too many folks who think they're in the right place because they've been told that, but never been explained where they really were and never had anything in writing that fully explained what kind of income they could get for the rest of their life. So it's vitally important that everyone listening out there has their very own what we call financial green print. And that's looking at where you are right now, financially, where you are right now age-wise, and making sure that when you reach retirement, or if you're in retirement, you get what we call the financial fill-up strategy in place every single year. You get a check that's delivered to you that keeps you going in the right direction and never goes away. That's called income planning. We need to make sure we never run out of our money. Our money needs to grow when we're not using it. It needs to be protected from the ups and downs of the market, well, the downs of the market especially.
Sure, yeah.
And it needs to have a lifetime income you can never outlive built into it. Not only will we design your very own financial green print strategy, we'll also give you a three-book set, The Financial Safari, America Ask Coach, and 7 Baby Steps to get you on the path where you deserve.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. My name is Pat Casal. This is Live and Local Now. It's my pleasure to be here. Mr. Kevin Wall will be back tomorrow. And my number here is 702-866-6700. You know, I was just reminiscing, I mean, after what's going on in our country, and it, you know, we are the greatest country on earth. And just to see what's going on, people say we got to get rid of our flag, our flag represents racism. I mean, how many more things can we say bad about this country? Yet, how come people constantly want to come to this country to live? I'm lost, and I don't know where to go. Again, the phone number is 702-866-6700. We go to Carl. Hey, Carl, how are you?
Hi.
Hey, lower your radio, please.
My radio's not on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're echoing a little bit. Go ahead. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I hope you had a good Fourth.
It was good. Relaxed. My granddaughter was there.
Yeah.
My other granddaughter, which is a four-legged one, it's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, she must be in the Guinness Book of Records. Oh, yeah. It's an animal you're talking
about.
Yeah,
my daughter has
I'm
a Doberman.
I thought you were talking about
Hazel Fifi, and I love that dog.
That's good. The reason I like to talk to you, you're the only sensible, reasonable, right-wing talk show host on the air. So,
thank you.
I got to give you that point. You are the only reasonable one to talk with and who makes any sense. But when you first went on, you were talking about Avenatti. I'm not here to defend him. But I kind of remember, who was it that paid his lawyer, Michael Cohen, close to $250,000 to pay the stripper? The checks were even signed by him.
I know exactly. But Avenatti stood up for him and went to prison. Totally true.
Who was that?
You know, the accusations against Trump, I totally get it. But can I tell you something? Avenatti must have believed was buying into all the headlines, apparently, because I can't believe he tried to go after a company like Nike with the money they have, the deep pockets, to try to extort them. This is their words in the court law. And by the way, he actually admitted what he did was wrong and got 2.5 years today. And now he's got other cases pending against him. It's kind of scary because a couple of years ago, they were looking at him as a presidential candidate.
He did a stupid thing, but nobody keeps mentioning about the stripper. And Michael Cohen's tried to back up his boss and said he did it, but the checks were found and he was impeached for it. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to talk about that. Like he had nothing to do with it. Well, he's the one who had sex with the... Well, he's married.
But what does that have to do with him right now, though? I mean, Avenatti's problems are unrelated to this. I mean, we're just talking about the country. How's that all related?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no. Well, the country is related by who runs the country at any one time, whether it's 250 years ago or 5 years ago. It's who's in charge. And when you have moral men in charge, I hate to say it, but our last president was one of the least moral individuals that ever was in that office. And you have to, if you don't admit it,
since you open up that can of worms, I'm going to jump on it. So, and I love John F. Kennedy. What would you deem John F. Kennedy? How would you see Kennedy compared to Trump?
Today, John F. Kennedy would be considered a conservative.
No. I'm talking about his actions.
Sexually is one thing, but Trump not only did he had 25 women accused.
Back in the old days, women. It's ironic. It's funny. We talked about this at my office today. I got a gal in my office. You know, 25 years ago, if you wanted to become a movie star, you took off your clothes and laid down for the producer. Now it's rape. John F. Kennedy, in the White House.
My father was a top executive of one of the major movie studios. I won't go into which one it was, but this was quite a while back. And a lot of them got to be movie stars through talent. Not just, you don't become a movie star.
I get that, but usually, a lot of men and ladies, for that matter, had to lay down for big Hollywood producers. And I'm going to sit here and tell you, but you talk about Trump, okay? He didn't have sex with Stormy Daniels while he was president or running for president. But John F. Kennedy, who I think is one of the greatest presidents we've ever had, was having wild trysts while in the White House. In fact, in the White House pool, and almost got caught by his wife. I mean, I don't know. I don't see the parallels. I would prefer to talk about our country in a positive manner.
You don't think Trump had anything to do with women while he was president?
I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. I'll tell you the two reasons.
He's not that type of man. Huh?
I'll tell you the two. No, I didn't say that. Okay. I'll give you the two reasons. His age.
Well.
And the fact that no matter what he would do is under a microscope, they would have definitely revealed it. I don't think he's that stupid. I mean, he did enough crazy things to consider, and I really don't think so. But I will sit here and tell you this. The principle of what I was trying to get at is we live in the greatest country in the world. People are dying to get in here, and they're staying here illegally.
I agree with that.
But yet we have.
But
nobody wants to remember the history of our country when it was burnt. When 245 years ago, what they were facing, and the fact that several great men were responsible for this country. And I got to hear, but our country was built on slavery. And when I look at the sport, like the young lady who has been disqualified from running. You haven't heard anything from her.
Yeah.
She hasn't done any real bitching and complaining. But we have people coming out and saying, well, it's racism. It wasn't. But it wasn't the United States that prohibited her from being in the races.
Well, this country was partially built on slavery. Partially. The White House was built by slaves. I mean, you know, it was partially built on
slave labor, you mean, right? You're talking about slave labor, right?
You know, slave, of course. There were slaves.
I'd like the next time we talk, I'd like between Carl, I got to go to a break, but before I let you go, let me tell you this. I'd like you to look this up. Look at the number of slaves that exist in the world today compared to then, and you'll be shocked because slavery today may be even more greater today around the world than it ever was here. And our nation didn't start with slavery. They were brought here and under the leadership of the British. I appreciate the call. You take care. My name is Pat Cassag. You're listening to Live and Local Now. We're going to go to break, but come back right after this.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker, AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What led to this first patriotic hour on my behalf was Kevin Sorbo slamming Hollywood's culture for reaching the new levels of insanity earlier today in response to the upcoming movie comics miniseries that calls the American dream the American lie. This is about Captain America. Now, when I tell you that I was a big Captain America fan and I was a big Marvel fan, that I'm done with Marvel, And I, if it wasn't on open radio, Mike, the language I'd be using right now would not be "kiss my behind." The Captain America spinoff titled The United States of Captain America will center around the idea that the Ameri-